Welcome to the Automate and Grow podcast, brought to you by Cloud Advisory. On this podcast, we talk about ways to grow, innovate, and automate your business using strategy, technology, and tactics that we learn from interviews with experts and business leaders alike. Without further ado, here's the next episode of Automate and Grow.
All right, 3, 2, 1. All right, we are here today with the infamous David Brownlee from Pure Customer Service. And David's background in the past, he was a Tony Robbins coach, which I find really interesting, so we can always ask him about that. But mainly what David does now is David is the brains and the CEO behind Pure Customer Service. And we want to talk to him today because he's an expert in the area of basically providing a methodology and training for organizations to support their customers and to provide customer success. And as much as we talk about automation, we also talk about growth on Automate and Grow. So I'm hoping to get some really keen insights from the master, David Brownlee, who's on the line here. So I don't know if that's a sufficient introduction for you.
Oh, it's perfect.
Great. Super. So we can talk about a few things. I guess the first thing I just wanted to find out from you was, how did you get into the kind of this area of customer success or customer service? Like, what was your entree into this, becoming an expert in this area?
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh,
very cool to be here with you guys. And for me, it was this journey. I've been an entrepreneur for over 20 years now. And when I first started my first company, it was in Hollywood, California, and I started a DJ and entertainment company. So we'd have DJs, and then we expanded to a lighting company, full production, name acts, you name it. We were a full-blown special events company.
Wow,
and
okay.
So for us, a lot of our clients were like the movie studios, a lot of corporate clients, and it's a very tight-knit bunch, right? So to get in there, you really have to get referrals. In order to get referrals, you got to provide this world-class customer service. I mean, you screw up once, you're out. I mean, it was that crazy. So I started reading about how to deliver these world-class experiences, going to seminars, you know, thousands of dollars and hundreds of hours of trying to
invest in your own education.
Investing in myself, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get a handle on this, because I had zero referrals when I started. Didn't know anything.
Wow, yeah.
And so that kind of sparked something in my head. And since then, I've had other businesses. I had a restaurant in Hollywood for a while.
Customer service business,
and
right?
All based on
customer
service.
Oh my God! Yeah, of course.
So for me, it's always like, hey, what can we do different to elevate, right? So how can we keep those clients coming in? And as I do the research, you know, and the numbers now are crazy. It's estimated that $42 billion every year is going out the back door of companies due to poor customer service. So what's happening
crazy
is they're spending all this money on the front end, bringing in customers with sales and marketing. They do a great job.
Right.
But once they have the clients, the customer service is so bad, they're just going away. So $42 billion.
You're talking about the cost of churn is insane, right? Because the cost of acquiring a customer and the effort is insane, right?
Right.
And then,
that's right.
So it's, I think what a lot of, let's talk about software as a service businesses, I think, clue in. They have a vested interest in keeping that customer. Like, it's obvious, right? If I lose a customer, I lose revenue immediately. But
that's
maybe
right.
Less obvious to other businesses where they just, you know, they let it go.
That's
they don't,
right.
They don't recognize it because it's maybe money that they think was spent once and never again. So it's interesting you say that.
That's right. Yeah, and especially with the online world and software companies, you know, it's all about that user base, right? The bigger the user base, you know, especially if somebody's got an exit strategy, you've got to have those happy customers. So the question becomes, how do you keep them happy? What do you do? What do they even want? Right. And so when you start getting into those questions and really providing that and getting deep into that with your customers, then you've got raving fan clients is what I like to call them. And they will be your clients for life. And that's what's important. That's what we're looking for.
So when you start working with a company, do you find that most of the leaders are more geared towards sales and marketing and acquisition, or product as opposed to support?
Absolutely. And here's what I believe. I believe that excellent customer service, world-class customer service, really does start from the top down. And a lot of times I'll go into an organization and, just full disclosure, these people would not be the greatest people to work for, mm-hmm. right? And they don't have that customer service mindset,
right.
even with their own people, because there's two types of customer service. There's the external customer, right? And these right. are, you know, what we think of as clients and customers. But then there's your internal customer, and that's your team. Those are the people that work for you. Those are the people that are, right. you know, trying to build this great culture. So if you've got leaders that are very sales and marketing focused, which is great,
yeah.
but they don't treat their employees very well, mm-hmm. it trickles down to your customers as well.
So as part of your methodology then, you know, I use the example of Starbucks, right? Because Starbucks calls all their employees partners. And I think yeah. they recognize, they actually, you know, for what would be a pretty low-end job for most part, they have phenomenal retention.
That's right.
So as part of your methodology then, you're saying, how do you create the culture so that you retain the people that you've spent so much money to bring in and that knowledge, as well as the customer? Is that kind of part of what you teach?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I call it the psychology of your company. So what are your company's policies? Do they empower the customer service representative to really take care of the customers? Companies like Enterprise, Zappos, for example, they're known for customer service. And they empower their employees to do whatever it takes to, within reason, right, to keep that customer happy. And internally, they've created a culture where they're taking care of them as well. So now if you're an employee and, you know, I work for the Ritz-Carlton, for example, they call their employees ladies and gentlemen, mm-hmm. right? And ladies and gentlemen serving ladies and gentlemen. So now you've got a culture where, hey, the people that are treating your clients like ladies and gentlemen, they're also being treated like ladies and gentlemen.
That's really interesting.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So now you're giving them also like the philosophy that you want them to go into the world with and represent Absolutely. Your brand with. That's really interesting.
Absolutely. So when we start looking at your company's core values, their mission statement, you know, are those things in alignment with delivering a world-class customer service experience? And a lot of times when I come into a company, you know, they talk about it. Hey, we know that our customer satisfaction is low, right? We understand it. We're starting to understand, because a lot of companies in the beginning, or just recently, and still some today, are thinking of customer service as an expense. Right.
That's exactly it. Like, I mean, yeah. I think that even I'm probably guilty of it where,
yeah.
In the back of my head, I know, wow, you know, I have a really good roster of clients, but yeah. how many of them are doing something else now? And I don't even know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is,
absolutely.
You know, probably bad. It's terrible. Like, I need to go back to
we've
them.
We've all fallen into that,
and,
right?
And you know, maybe I'm not the right person to go back and talk to them. Maybe, uh-huh. but if I had a customer success person and a approach, then maybe that's the way it has to happen. And I guess in my head, to your point, it's like, is this an expense that I can afford?
is this an expense?
I'm a boutique shop.
And there's
like,
parts to that,
can
know?
I afford not to?
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. and there really is two parts to it. You know, like the first part is, okay, it's an expense, right? How fast can we get these people off the phone, right? Because every minute, most call centers charge per minute.
That's how they're evaluating their people, right?
That's how they're doing it, right? And that's not always the best customer experience. You know, rarely is that the best customer experience. Now, on the flip side, you have somebody who goes through a methodology, right? And I teach this methodology. What do you do first, second, third, fourth? And just make it nice and simple. Now the customer not only has their needs met, they are so excited about the customer service they got, right? Because 3/4 of people who were interviewed, right, in this study said they'd rather clean a toilet than talk to a customer service rep. I love that stat. Well, right? You know, I'd rather clean a toilet than talk to somebody who's going to not help me, right? So when you start doing that, now they start referring their friends, right? It's like when you see a good movie.
Right.
You know, you have good customer service. You want to tell everybody, right? And then the second part to what you were saying, that follow-up piece, I have something that I teach called customer care calls.
Okay.
And this is to your point. Like, if you had somebody going back, calling on those past clients just to say, hey, how are you enjoying our service? Or how did you like our product? You know, I just rented recently a car from Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Yep.
And what they do, I don't know if you've ever done this. If you rent from a neighborhood,
I rent like twice a month from them.
Like twice a month from them. Get that phone call, and they say, "Hey, you know, Michael, I just wanted to see how's everything going with your rental."
Right.
You're like, fine. It's good. You know. Okay, great, thanks. You know, and I remember the first one I ever got when they called me. They said, "Is this Mr. Brown?" I said, "Yeah." And they said, "This is Enterprise Rent-A-Car." And my first thing in my head was, "Hey, that scratch was already there."
That's so funny, though. Although I did get that call, and they were like, "Did you notice the car was a little loud?" I'm like, "Yeah." Glad you mentioned it.
Yeah. So they.
But
they
still, just... to your point, and I don't know if you know, you notice probably on, because I see them twice a month probably, on exit, they're always like, "How is the customer service today?" So it's like they're doing a CSAT.
That's right. And if you were to dive deeper into the core values of that company, that's where it all revolves around, is the customer experience, right? Same with a company like Zappos, you know? So there's some really creative things that you can do to create the culture and then also translate that into your customers, right? And have a framework that you can use with your customers as well.
Really interesting. So at what point do people come to you? Is it a point of crisis, or is it a point of, they see the opportunity, they just, they're looking for growth? Like, what are you seeing when you're talking to new customers?
It's both. Probably mostly it's crisis.
It is.
Okay. Right? They've got some really bad reviews on Yelp, right? Or they've got some really low customer satisfaction scores, mm-hmm. right? And what I do two things different than most customer service training companies. Most customer service training companies will come in, they'll do, a 4 or 8 hour training. Everybody's like, "Yeah, that's great." You know, and then Monday rolls around and back down to what they were doing.
Well, here's your new metrics.
Exactly.
Here's how I'm evaluating you now.
Absolutely. And it's interesting you brought up Tony Robbins, because, when I'm business coaching for Tony Robbins, he's always talking about, hey, you've got to master this skill and you've got to keep it going, right? You've got to build that muscle memory for whatever this new skill is that you're doing. So not only do I come in there and we do that rah-rah, right, where everybody's all excited, we also do group coaching calls. So once a month, we'll get on a call with the team, we'll review everything that's going on together, and what are the challenges? What's working? What's not working? So we're constantly tweaking towards our goal, and we have a very specific goal. So whether that's a customer satisfaction number, mm-hmm. A lot of times it's a revenue number, right?
Oh, really?
I want to change that mindset from, hey, customer service is an expense, it's costing me money, to, hey, this is pretty cool. We are actually growing our database and the numbers reflect it, right? The revenue is going up. And the third thing that's different about what I do compared to other companies is I understand how important psychology is in customer service. So let me tell you what I mean by that.
Sure.
Is if you have somebody that you're paying $10 an hour and they're delivering a luxury experience, for example, right? They may not even be able to afford that luxury experience that they're selling.
They can't even experience the product, you're saying.
They can't even experience the product, right? So how do you get that person to buy in and deliver that world-class experience? Well, it has to do with our psychology. What are the reasons why? Because anything that we've ever done or changed in our life, we had a pretty compelling reason why, right? Would you agree?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So we
pain or pleasure.
Pain or pleasure, baby. So we really start looking into what is that pleasure or what is that pain? What are those reasons why delivering a world-class customer experience is important to you, to that person that we're working with? And once we start doing that with teams, they even come up with reasons why it's important themselves. Now you've got buy-in. Now you've got ownership, right? So now, rather than just dictating, do this,
right,
they're part of the conversation.
So
because they're out there on the phone.
That requires leadership, though, after a certain point, right? So, probably it's like, even in, I use the example of CRM with sales organizations. It's fine to put whatever system in you want. But if there's not, it's not consistent with whatever your process is, and if there's not a benefit to the sales guy, and it's probably the same thing with the support people, they're not going to use it properly, or they're not going to use it. They're going to find ways to game the system, and that becomes their job.
that becomes their new job, is how can I get around this new thing that they want me to do, right? And it's so true. And what's so funny is now we have this where we're building the muscle, right? I come in, I do a live event, then we do group coaching calls. I also have an online program, okay, where they can go on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Your team can go on whenever they want. They can watch different modules if they're struggling with something in particular, right, or if they have questions. And then the next round is really a leadership and coaching program.
Right.
So I'm going back to call centers and I'm meeting just with the supervisors and saying, okay, now we have all these skills. How do you get them to do it? Right. These one-on-ones, the, you know, how do you, what do you do before a shift, right? To bring everybody together. I call them the 5-minute huddles. You come together for 5 minutes and
we do
and
that with developers, right? Where it's like, you've got to touch base because otherwise it becomes, why is this not working?
Yeah.
When's this done? As opposed to how, you know, getting them involved in the process. And it's a tough learning for anyone managing any people, but that's really interesting that you do that.
And yeah, absolutely.
I was going to ask you about, so, you know, you mentioned call centers, which is probably, to your point, everyone's worst nightmare of how to get service or support, right? It's like I'm dialing into the black hole and I'm waiting for a gargoyle to come out from behind.
Yeah, right.
And it's not scalable, right? Like, it's really tough because it's an analog one-to-one conversation. When you go into those call centers, they probably have a very defined system technologically to support people. Are you finding that after that they need to change that?
Yeah, a lot of times they do, right? Because it's antiquated. And what they what happens is they've grown to such a size where now it becomes, how do you implement something new even if you wanted to, right? They have to do it. They have to figure out a way to do it. And I love the what's happening now with online support. Mm-hmm. Right, because now you have software that where you can put in the knowledge base. There's companies getting funding now that are taking all your actual complaints, putting it into an algorithm, and those answers and responses are now are going to be automated. Right, so everything's becoming more and more automated. So that's great. That's awesome. And what we need to remember are the core principles that you're going to deliver through that automation. So whether it's a call center, it's a retail face-to-face interaction, or if it's something that's automated, you need to know what your core values are, what your mission is, what you're empowering people to do, and then you need to know the basics to go through, right? So for example, for me, I know that there's only three things that your customers want from me.
What's that?
There's only three things. And I'm glad you asked me. So the first thing.
That's not a leading question, is it?
No, it's not. There actually is an answer. So the first thing is your clients want to be heard, especially if they have a problem or a complaint. So whatever that platform is, make sure that platform allows them to be heard, right? So how do you make sure someone's heard? Well, repeat what their problem is, for example, if you have an upset customer. Clarify what that problem is, okay? So that they feel heard. That's the first piece. The second piece is make sure they feel understood. And, you know, when you get into automation, even if you're on a chat box or you're sending an email, make sure that you're showing empathy for them, right? So if something goes sideways, you say, hey, you know what? That's happened to me before too. I understand. I'm going to take care of this for you. I'm here. I'm going to take care of you, right? Because Maya Angelou has this amazing quote that says, people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but they will always remember how you made them feel.
That's interesting.
You're right. And when you start thinking about that in terms of your business and customer service, how are you making your people feel? Right? Well, and
How many of the problems that you see are just a lack of that philosophy?
Most of them. I would say 99%.
So it's 99%. Like we created this support organization out of necessity. It grew because we
there was a
thought behind it, right?
And grew, right? And you know, it's so funny. I don't want to leave your audience hanging. So the third thing, right? The first thing was need to be heard, you need to be understood. The third thing is your clients need to feel cared for.
Okay.
Got it. Yeah, they need to feel cared for. And if it's a face-to-face or on the phone, you need to smile, right? You need to, if it is face-to-face, make eye contact,
right?
A compliment, build some sort of rapport,
right?
Hey, I really like that dress you're wearing or something like that. And really provide a world-class solution, something that's got added value, something that even if you can't take care of their exact issue. Let them know that you're trying to do it, right? And give them the best that you can give them. Because a lot of companies, like you say, you know, they have policies and procedures that prevent excellent customer service from happening.
They're their own worst enemy.
Own worst enemy. Yeah. And a lot of them do it on purpose.
Well, of course, because that's, to them, it's an expense and they don't see the opportunity, right? And so I think what's really been really interesting to me is this concept of customer success versus customer service and support. And I don't know if you have experience or if that's part of what you talk about, which is a proactive approach. And I think the idea behind what, you know, I talk about with Automate and Grow on this area is use technology to lighten the load. Free up the people so that then it's congruent. And when someone does finally get to a person, it's either because they're reaching out to them, right? It's proactive. They're trying to use the enterprise example, which is amazing. So I don't know how much of what you talk about is trying to change. It's almost like the channels, right? Because I think there's a lot of talk about the support channels today. And so I don't know if that's part of what you talk about or teach, but.
Absolutely. One of the most important things, you know, I teach the follow-up that we talked about, right?
Right.
The other piece is following up is great, but what if you could anticipate what your clients want? And my favorite example of this is Amazon, right? And so I've got two little kids. I got a five-year-old and a two-year-old, right? So I'm always on Amazon buying toys, and most of them are electronic, right? And what do electronic battery, you know, what electronics need, right? They need batteries.
Sure.
I always forget. But when I go on Amazon, they very politely say, hey, people also bought batteries.
Oh, right.
Right? Makes you know, sense. Those companion items, right? And that just lightens a load for me, keeps me from having to jump in the car and drive down to the store and get batteries once that thing gets to my house, right?
That makes sense.
Or Netflix is awesome. You know, I'll watch a movie and then it'll say, hey, you know, people also like this movie, you know, or some binge TV show that I have no time to watch, but I'll do it anyway, right?
So you're talking about using the technology to profile the customer in a mass way and then give them recommendations so they stay engaged is another means of support, right? That's kind of
Absolutely. And so we need to start thinking that way, because now if somebody's got the older version of some software that you have, hey, by the way, this new software's out, right? And this is what we can do, or here's a webinar on it, you know, those types of things. Like, I want to know that, especially if you've been taking care of me and I love your product, I want to know about the new products as well. Or, hey, something has changed in my profile. Hey, this thing might be great for you. So now it's sales, right? But it feels salesy because it's about customer success.
We already have that rapport and that relationship ideally, right?
Yeah.
We've established that you want to buy from me. And then you're saying before that goes south, like, start anticipating their needs. That's a really interesting concept.
Yeah, for sure.
So who for you, like, what size of organizations do you work with, and who's kind of like your ideal client?
That's a great question. And that's something that I've been struggling with, because I've worked with everybody from mom and pops to Fortune 500 companies. Where most of my focus is now is on the larger companies, right? So 1,000 employees and up.
Makes sense.
And because my time is so limited, last year I was on the road for about 11 months.
Oh, wow.
You know, on and off. Yeah, and going to
That's
different
a nice
businesses.
Schedule.
Yeah, right? And I love that, right? And I love that interaction. I love getting there on the ground with the teams. It's so fulfilling to me. But the other businesses, if you have a, I've got people with barbershops and different things.
Wow.
And absolutely.
I wouldn't have guessed
and
that.
The way I can serve them is through my online programs. And even our bigger organizations now, they've got, you know, call center seats or whatever they're working with. Now they can say, okay, well, when you get hired on, go through the pure customer service training program. That's what it's called. Go through this program at your own pace, and it's part of the onboarding process.
Oh, that's really interesting.
So now I can be a million different places at one time, which is great.
So you could work with a small organization. It's just a different approach. Like, it might not be one-on-one because that might be time-consuming and expensive for them.
But that's
you're saying you've taken your knowledge and you've put it out in form of almost like a digital product or platform that they could consume and kind of come up with their own strategy.
Absolutely, oh, absolutely. Really and okay. the other piece is the group coaching. Because I can be anywhere in the world. We can get your team on just like this, the way we're doing it together here. They can see me. I can share slides because of technology. I'm able to serve a wider audience. So definitely encourage my clients to do that as well.
That's amazing. Okay. So there's hope for everyone from small mom and pop up to the large guys to benefit from your experience and knowledge then, sounds like.
Absolutely.
That's great. Absolutely. So I want to be conscious of your time. What sort of platform do you have that, how would I get involved in what you're doing? What's the best way to reach out to you and connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. Come to my website. It's purecustomerservice.com, just all spelled out, purecustomerservice.com. I have some free training there. So you can go in there, look for some free training. I'll send you some videos on how to create raving fan clients, how to deal with upset customers. And this is all free as well. And then once you're in there and you can kind of see my methodology, you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Coach David Brownlee. There's lots of free material there as well. And then you can always call our office, send us an email, and let us know, hey, what challenges are you having? You know, what are you trying to do with your customer service to bring it to the next level? And we've got packages for everybody.
That's amazing. So we didn't go crazy. Hopefully this was the right length for you. I don't know if there's anything you wanted to touch on that we didn't touch on that's important.
For me, you know, kind of like a parting thought, I guess. I would ask your viewers to think about rate yourself on your customer service on a scale from 1 to 5. Okay, so let's do it now. Let's do it together. I'm not asking you. I want them to think about
it. My number might be really low. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think there's more that I could do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm clearly not asking you, but to your listeners and your viewers, hey, think about your company right now, okay? And just give yourself a rating from 1 to 5. Now, if it's less than a 5, ask yourself this follow-up question. What would it take to make it a 5?
Great question.
What are you missing? What do you need to fill in that gap from where you are to making it a 5, right? And then it all becomes more simple, right? It becomes more focused on what you need to focus on this year in order to improve it.
That's amazing. I think actually that's a super simple way to figure out. And I think the next step is, you know, once you have that answer, it's like, what's the next baby step almost? And it sounds like that you have a platform that could really help people out. They could jump on quickly and get some resources to think about that next step.
Absolutely. And we do offer strategy sessions as well. So if somebody comes to our website, you want to take a look at your business specifically and what your challenges are, come out. We'll give you a complimentary strategy session for your customer service, and we'll work specifically on your challenges. So
amazing. So I'm going to close with one thing. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
As you know, I'm putting myself under the gun where I want to talk to experts in not only support, marketing, and sales, and I'm going to ask you to nominate at least one person who you think should appear on another episode of this podcast.
Okay, good. I mean, I'm on the customer service side, but on the sales side, I nominate Fred Ward. Fred Ward. This is a guy who is really good on that front end, right? Bringing in business. How do you close that sale? How do you get people to really take that step, especially if they're hesitant, right?
Sure.
If you know that your product or service can help that person, it's your obligation to make sure that, hey, you get them in there, right? So that you can help them. If they're not in there, you can't help them, right?
That's
so
awesome.
He's one of the masters at doing that. So I nominate Fred Ward.
Okay. And you know what? It's funny because I spoke to Fred the other day and I was trying to help them out on their CRM side. So
Fred.
I didn't anticipate that. I had no idea who you were going to nominate, obviously. So,
that was a surprise.
I will. That makes it a little easier. So Fred, if you're listening, and which you're going to, because I'm going to tag you and I'm going to reach out to you. We're going to talk on video at some point and we're going to do another episode. So. Hey, David, thank you so much. I really appreciate your energy. I really appreciate your your approach is very refreshing. It's really interesting because it's very different than, you know, what my skill set and area of expertise would be. And I hope that in the future, if you need anything, let me know. And happy to, we'll direct in the show notes how to connect with David. And I'm going to wrap it up on that note. So thank you very much. I hope you have an amazing day. And then we'll do an outro with Automate and Grow. Thanks, guys.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
All right. See ya.
This has been an episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. Check out other episodes for interesting topics on how to grow, innovate, and automate your business. Subscribe or like us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, or on our website at www.automategrow.biz and get your copy of the book Automate and Grow at Amazon today.